being a teenager is hard enough. Being a queer teenager with a disability? Well, Difficult probably doesn't even cover it. Add in a dose of sci-fi and you have the new film Pulse, which is screening at the Sydney Film Festival next month as part of their screenability program, which gives opportunities for people with a disability to further their careers in the screen industry. Joining you now, though, is the writer, producer and star of the film Pulse, Daniel Monks. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Sophie.
Now, this has been quite a journey for you. I mean, it's your big debut, but yeah. 7 years in the making.
Yeah, so I started at started working on it first year in film school when I was 20, and now I'm 28, so it's my entire 20s in a film.
That's a long time.
It's a long time.
So when did the idea for this film start for you?
Yeah, when I was in first year film school, I made a short film that used the device of the body swap and wanting to look at body swaps in less of a broad comedic sense and more kind of really using it to explore identity and stuff like that. And so from there, that's where I kind of came up with the concept for this film. But I acquired my disability at 11 years old, and I went back to school in a wheelchair. And at that time as well, it's the beginning of puberty, I started realizing I like boys. And I remember I had a massive crush on the boy in year seven. And
Didn't we all?
He was beautiful. And he was dating as much as you date as a 12-year-old, the pretty blonde girl. And I remember thinking, if I looked like her, then he would look at me that way. He would want to kiss me. He would treat me that way. Mm. And especially because now I felt such a disconnect with my body. My body was now something that I didn't really identify with anymore. Yeah, that's kind of, at that time, at 12 years old, I didn't think, oh, make a movie out of this. But in hindsight, I think that kind of question's always been there.
But to like get his disability at 11 and then have to like deal with
totally
adolescence.
Puberty. The worst. Like, yeah, absolutely. I had like a cruisy life up until then, and then it was like all the problems in the world. Bam.
Just dumped.
Yeah, exactly.
Right in your teens.
Totally.
So how was that experience for you though?
Oh, it was really hard. It was also as well, like in hindsight thinking about it, I was very like gregarious, outgoing, flamboyant child who really didn't have any problems, and then suddenly becoming two minorities at once in the sense of disability and gay, and like suddenly going from privilege to like not privilege and going to high school like that. It was really hard. Like it was, yeah, I mean, I think high school is hard for anyone, but yeah, being gay and disabled doesn't make it any easier.
Was like writing the film then a bit cathartic for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it spent 5-6 years writing, and it was hugely cathartic. And then on top of it, acting the film and like, because even though roughly about 80% of the scenes not necessarily happen the way it happened in my life, but they're like based in like an emotional truth of like my personal journey. And so it was hugely cathartic to not only write them out and explore it, but then actually like live them. You know, it was, yeah, but yeah, it was amazing.
I mean, 7 years this movie has taken to make, but how is it like from when you first started making it to the end product? How different is it?
So different. I mean, the one thing that we always said was being starting out micro budget filmmakers, we don't have anyone looking over our shoulder. Our only real commodity we have is we have no time pressure. Like we can spend as much time to make this as good as possible. And so every incarnation that this story could take and every path of the story it could go was explored in like detail. Like yeah, there were like crazy, crazy tangents that went down. And so it meant that when we were filming it, I at least felt really solid that the script was where I wanted to be. And also the story was what I was wanting to tell.
And with that, you know, you're working in film. It's an incredibly hard industry to get into. Totally. And you have a disability.
Totally.
I mean, it's all just like getting the lottery here. how actually hard is it to get into film?
It's hard. I mean, I find, because I'm an actor as well, obviously, and I find being an actor with a disability is so much harder than being a filmmaker with a disability. It's still really hard with a filmmaker with a disability, but there is some precedent of filmmakers with disability, and people can be generally more open, but in terms of being on screen and being an actor, there's not that much precedent. There's not that many actors with long sustainable careers, and it's really hard. You're not like a it's a gamble for people, and it's and so That's super challenging. But hopefully, I mean, I gave up acting when I became disabled at 11, and I didn't start up again until I was 22. And I was actually making this film, and I was like, this lead character's based on me. If I'm ever going to fulfill my dream of acting, then this is the one to do it. And since then, now I predominantly act, and that's what I do. And one of the things that, like, even though it is really hard, that kind of spurs me to keep going is we need disabled actors. We need to create more precedent so that the younger generations can see, no, there are opportunities, you can do this. And even as well, like, as a gay disabled teen, I used to watch gay short films on YouTube and then, like, delete my browser history so my parents wouldn't find out. And, like, watching those short films made me feel really much less alone, yet I didn't have any films or stories of young disabled people that I felt resonated with me. Yeah. And so that's really was part of the impetus for making the film.
For sure. I mean, we are starting to see more visibility, but it's still very little.
Totally. So little.
But then how do you feel when, like, you see full able-bodied people taking the roles of, like, you know, with the whole Ready Redmayne thing,
totally,
playing
totally.
Stephen Hawking? It's totally. Like, okay, yeah, like, you got the ticks right, but, yeah. Mate, you're still not.
Yeah, it's a very contentious, loaded question. I mean, like, I don't feel like it's helpful to operate in absolutes, and there are situations, like specifically with Eddie Redmayne one, we did have to see him progress. Mm-hmm. And so in that situation, I don't know how they could have done it necessarily with a disabled actor. But the fact of the matter is, in the US, 95% of specifically written disabled characters are played by abled actors. That's 95%. That's like, even if we're talking about exception, right now the exception is casting a disabled actor. The exception should be casting an abled actor. And when in Australia, they had an amazing Screen Australia diversity study that they found that 18% of the Australian population have a disability, yet only 4% of characters are disabled on an Australian TV drama. And then you think of that, how many of those are even played by disabled people? Yeah. This is why, like, it's hard as a disabled filmmaker, it's even harder as a disabled actor. Like, yeah. But I think we have a long way to go. I don't think it's a black and white topic, but I think there needs to be a lot more strides taken and a lot more bravery from filmmakers and producers and casting disabled people.
Yeah, because you came through the Screenability program, and how much has that helped that kind of along?
It's been great. Screenability, I'm so proud to be a part of it. And also as well, just the fact that it's really awesome that Screen New South Wales are doing this, because it doesn't have, they're not copying a program that's been done in other parts of the world. This is them seeing an inequity in the industry and being like, we want to do something to help rectify it. And that's really bold and it's awesome. And beyond, you know, helping my work get seen and stuff like that, it's also just really helped the disabled film community come together. Like, I've been able to connect so much more with other disabled filmmakers in Sydney and Australia. And yeah, it's just really cool. And I'm stoked to be a part of it.
I mean, the Sydney Film Festival program with Screenability, it's quite substantial.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, like, international as well. There's, like, Australian feature, Australian shorts, but then two other films that are, like, from, like, Ireland and New Zealand, and I can't remember the other places, but they're like
are they somewhere else in the world?
Totally.
But back to Pulse. It is screening next month.
Mm-hmm.
Sci-fi, teen angst, identity. I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you experience a lot of these, but the body swapping.
Totally. Not quite. I never did that. But I did also as well, like, it was funny because when I started to really explore it and write it, I know what it's like to go from a incredibly insecure, self-hating teenager to an adult who was like, oh, maybe boys might like me. Do you know what I mean? Like and kind of... And then needing that validation to be like, like me, you know, like, so.
I think that's all of us.
Totally.
Always.
But yeah, so I kind of, yeah, but no, I haven't had the body swap. And in terms of the sci-fi, my favorite screenwriter is Charlie Kaufman, who did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and Being John Malkovich. And we very much wanted to use the sci-fi to serve the character and relationship drama as opposed to it be strictly sci-fi. And so, we wanted to be part of the story, but not the story, if that makes sense.
Totally. Totally. But as I mentioned, it is screening next month as part of the Sydney Film Festival. So excited. But Daniel, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Sophie.